Very excited for that tour in November. Speaking of exciting tours, I'm really looking forward to chatting with our next guest. I've got a member of the band Druk, who are from Richmond, Virginia, on the line. We've got Lisa here. Hello.
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Yeah, good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm happy. I slept well today. I went on a beautiful run to the beach. I'm good.
Awesome. Sounds pretty epic. You're just about to be on a very long flight all the way to Aotearoa, New Zealand.
I know. I'm kind of scared. I hate flying. I was literally debating, trying to, find sleeping pills around here, but I was like, no, I can't do that.
I mean,
but yeah, I hate flying.
Yeah. You'll be fine. You just, park out, watch some movies. You've got the whole band with you to keep you company. And then next thing you know, you'll be here in New Zealand and embarking on a huge tour of the country. This is really, really exciting.
Yeah, I mean, we've never played overseas before, so this is massive for us.
I don't know if I've ever heard of maybe any bands, apart from maybe some who are from Australia, who have their first ever overseas shows in New Zealand, of all places.
I know, I mean, it's so random, but we just, got really lucky. The opportunity came up. We honestly just, met the right person who was willing to set everything up. So, I mean, we just were, in the right place at the right time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That person being Ian, aka Blink, of Alohum, who's sort of a bit of a local legend. Everyone here is very much aware of Camp Alohum. Tell us a little bit about how you connected with him.
We just played a festival in September in North Carolina. So that's 3 hours outside from where we're from. And the show that we played, he just happened to be at. And it was definitely a really lit show. It was packed. It was very fun. I think we had a really good energy to us that night. And I think he just really liked it. And then he listened to the album in his hotel room after he saw us. And he wanted us to do a Camp Lohum. Mm-hmm. But then he was I guess he changed his mind. He was I actually just want to do a larger tour. Cause honestly, we do pretty large tours in the US and we're all DIY. So we book it ourselves. And so I think he thought that our ethos, I think he related to our ethos. How we treat touring. But that's how we met, just randomly at a festival. I didn't even meet him. I still haven't even met him. Tyler met him at the merch table, but I've only talked to him on Zoom.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. But it's isn't it so cool how that spirit of DIY is sort of borderless, eh?
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, it's so funny. For a really long time, I was just I don't know who he was, so I was kind of sussed out, but I read these books that he published years ago, and it's kind of about his ethos in terms of DIY touring, and they were great. And honestly, it was after those books that I was all right, I'm in.
Yeah.
We'll do it. But yeah, so I think that we just share kind of similarities in our thinking.
Awesome. I want to talk a little bit about you guys and your sound, because I'm sure, a lot of our listeners here in Aotearoa, New Zealand won't be all that familiar with Druk, so it's an opportunity to get out to some live music and discover a very cool band. I know you put out an album, The Pure Joy of Jumping, towards the end of 2024, and you've got a really, you've sort of cultivated this really cool sound, which I don't even really quite know how to describe. How do you describe your sound to people that aren't familiar?
I mean, I feel like we're always, honestly, the best answer we say is it's everything and nothing at the same time, because we have a really hard time kind of describing ourselves, but we just, oh my God, sorry, this, but we just use a lot of electronics and we still have live instruments on everything. So I don't know. I think it's just kind of a hybrid of I would say indie pop, but I don't know. We just have a lot of IDM influences and we have the capability to sample live. So it's just pretty integrated electronic music into a band setting.
So cool. It definitely feels, I like that description of everything and nothing. It definitely feels,
I know,
sort
that's
of...
just the best answer. I don't know. We used to say pop, but then we're not pop because sometimes we're more rock than we are pop. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, genre, it's all made up anyway, eh? But it definitely feels the perfect sort of peak overstimulating music in the best way possible.
Yeah. I mean, we're definitely maximalists for sure. I think we all kind of have like ADD, so we just kind of like are trying to keep ourselves entertained and on our toes at all times.
Yeah. Oh, so cool. This tour is insane. You're squeezing in so much in the span of what, like 2 weeks that you must be spending.
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
And it's crazy too, because we haven't been home since March 5th. Like, we left for our American tour on March 5th, and so we've been touring the whole country up until literally today. And so, like, we've just been out on the road for what feels like so long already. So we're coming to New Zealand at a pretty decent band, because we're like all warmed up.
Oh, cool. Everyone, you're gonna see peak Druk on this tour.
You actually might.
so exciting to have you here. You're arriving later this week and kicking things off in Hamilton on Friday, playing up here in Auckland, an early show at UFO All Ages, which is very cool, on Saturday the 18th, and then at T&M Alleyway also on Saturday the 18th at night. And then a little bit later on in the month, you're playing at Goblin on the 30th of April, which is very exciting. In between, shows all across the South Island, all across the North Island. I feel like you're going to have a really solid road trip experience of New Zealand.
Yeah. I mean, I have, when I tell you that New Zealand feels like Jupiter to me, and that, like, I just have no idea at all. Like, I've seen Lord of the Rings, but I still just have no idea what to expect. So, I mean, none of us do. So we're all so excited.
Yeah, awesome. Oh, so cool. We're so excited to have you here and excited for lots of people to discover the magic of Druk and for you to discover the magic of New Zealand. I think it's going to be a real time of new experiences for all involved.
Dude, I'm stoked. I'm so stoked. Yeah, no, I'm happy. I'm happy that this is happening. Like, we've played a month's worth of shows. So, like, we're definitely going to give New Zealand our best for sure.
Awesome. Oh, so excited to have you here. Hey, safe travels. And thank you so much for making the time for a chat, Lisa.
Yeah, of course. See you soon.
See you soon. We're going to listen to a track from The Pure Joy of Jumping. This one is called Sprinter. You're on BFM.